Sagt die Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Beya, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalid. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that if I'm limited to a tchum, so is my behema, so is my kelim. We also discussed what the din is if I give over my kelim to a shepherd or so on, or I give it over to my son. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn what is the halacha when people borrow things from each other. The Mishnah begins. Hashoyel kli mechaver in the Erev Yamtev. It's Erev Yamtev. There's a knock on my door. Hi, can I borrow your wine bottle? Sure. And I give it to him. Hashoyel, if someone borrows kli akeli mechaveri from his friend, may Erev Yamtev, from Erev Yamtev. The dinis kiragle hashoyel. Literally, it is as the feet of the borrower, meaning wherever the borrower can go, that's where the wine bottle goes. If it was in his reshus, Erev Yamtiv, it's kind of shvisa by him. The Batanura, quoting the Gemara, explains, the chiddush is, even if I didn't physically give him the wine bottle, Erev Yamtiv, by the time he actually got the wine bottle, it was already Yamtiv. But because I promised it to him from Erev Yamtiv, it is as if it's in the reshus of the shoyl, of the borrower. However, b'yamtiv, suppose it was only during yamtiv. Now, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a minute into yamtiv or it's the next day, but that's when he knocks on the door and says, can I please borrow your wine bottle? So the din is fine. He can take the wine bottle. But kiragli hamashal, only where I can go, I'm the mashal, the lender. Only where I can go can the wine bottle go. Because at the beginning of Yamtiv, it was in my Rishus, it was in the Rishus of the Bailam, it was kind of Shvisa by me. Here too the Gemara explains that the Chiddush is, even though this is a common occurrence, he's forever borrowing my wine bottle. Every Yamtiv he comes for it. So maybe I would have thought automatically it's his. No, we don't say that. I say, look, he didn't come from Erev Yamtiv to ask for it. Maybe he found someone else. Someone else has a nicer wine bottle. He decided to borrow it from that person. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. Ha'isha, a woman, a sheshala, that borrowed mechaverta from her friend during Yamtiv. Tavlin, spices, to put into a chves, a soup that's cooking. Umayim, umelach, or she borrowed water or salt, li'isasa, for her dough. So now we have either a pot of soup or a dough that has in it the spices or the water and salt of the mashal. The mashal is the lender. And the tavshal itself, the soup itself, or the dough itself, belongs to the shayl, the borrower. So before you take this challah off or send it off to someone, stop and think. Hare elu, this tavshal or this dough is limited kiragle shteyen. It can only go where both of these people can go. The owner of the dough and the owner of the salt. The owner of the soup and the owner of the spices. Where both of them can go, that's where this dough or this soup can go. Wait a second. If this woman knocked on her neighbor's door and said, can I have some spices? The lender didn't think, oh, but remember, it's my spices. Remember, I get a piece of the pie over there. You know, I get some of that soup. It's my salt. I get part of the dough. She wasn't thinking that way. When you lend someone spices or salt, you know it stays in their food. But the answer is enachanami. But remember what we said? You cannot transfer something during Yamtiv. Whoever was the owner, bein hashmoshes, when Yamtiv set in, that person remains the owner of the entire Yamtiv. So, of course, when the lender, when the woman gave away here and said, sure, here's some salt, here's some spices, take what you need. Of course, she didn't mean to say, but I'm retaining part of it. I'm a partner. But it doesn't help. Even if she gave it away with her whole heart, you can't give it away during Yamta. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter B'mai. Rabbi Yehuda says, if all the neighbor borrowed was water for her dough, so we don't say that the dough can only go where the owner of the water goes. Literally, it means there's no real substance to it. And of course, there's real substance to water. But what Rabbi Yehuda means to say is, you don't recognize the water in the dough. You don't pick up a piece of challah or a chocolate danish and say, look at that water. If it was like a pudding or something very soft where you see the water, may taka be different. But being that in a challah or a piece of cake, you don't recognize the water, Zakt Rav Yehuda, it's as if the water is non-existent. And the mela, this dough, this piece of challah, this cake, it can go wherever the owner of the dough can go. So, quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if someone borrows a keli from his friend on the day before Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, whether it's a minute before Yom Tov or any time before that, since the utensil is in the hands, or even if it's not mamish in the hands, but even if it was promised to the borrower before Yom Tov, wherever the borrower can go, that's where the keli goes. But if it was only given to him during Yom Tov, then wherever the Bialim go, that's where this keli goes. And as we explained, even if he's used to borrowing it all the time, but if Lamaisi didn't come to ask for it before Yom Tov, the Tchum clicks in as Yom Tov sets in according to the Bialim, and it can't be changed afterwards. We learned that if a woman borrowed from her friend spices for some type of a dish that she's cooking, or water and salt for a dough, then it is limited to wherever both can go, only a common ground. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not true in the case of the water, because you don't see the water.